This is Long-Term Care Connections for November 1st, 2023. Brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Share your insights about long-term care workforce challenges. The National Center for Assisted Living, or NCAL, is encouraging long-term care providers to participate in the Global Talent Trend Study from Mercer, which digs into workforce challenges from a cross-industry perspective. Last year's study can be found on mercer.com. The deadline for responses is today, November 1st. This year's survey is aimed at the overall employment experience and strategies organizations are developing in addressing workforce challenges. This is a very impactful survey for assisted living providers. In addition to analyzing assisted living companies and what they are doing to address workforce challenges, they are evaluating other industries which are major competitors for talent, such as hospitality and restaurants. For more information or for the direct link to the study, visit this issue of LTC Connections on waka.org. RCS updates on CMP fund guidelines and 5-star quality rating changes. Residential Care Services has issued two new Dear Administrator Dear Provider letters for skilled nursing facilities. One letter offers revised guidance for uses of civil monetary penalty, or CMP funds. The other provides updates to nursing home care compare staffing and quality measures. Visit waka.org for links to read both letters in full. Here is this week's association news. Today's grassroots update is about process power. Effective advocacy results from three key factors: the right messaging, the right people, and the right time. At WACA, our mission is to help you dial in on the legislative process that impacts your Medicaid rates and operating standards. This is essential information for long-term care professionals. The 2024 legislative session, which begins January 8th, will produce a supplemental budget that may drive additional funding for key programs like Medicaid. The Governor's Office of Financial Management is charged with drafting the first of three budget proposals that will ultimately be considered. Governor Inslee's proposal will be released in mid to late December. The House and Senate will develop their proposals in early 2024. WACA is working now to ensure our members' needs are considered in these proposed budgets, and we appreciate your engagement in educating your policymakers. This holiday season is an ideal time to invite legislators to your facilities to learn more about your important work. WACA provides its members with a facility tour toolkit, which makes it easy for you to reach out. Please contact Eric at ericnegamir@waka.org for support. HCS Assisted Living Salary and Benefits Study. Hospital and Healthcare Compensation Service has extended the deadline to participate in their NCAL-supported study to November 20th. There is no cost to participate. The questionnaires can be downloaded from this issue of LTC Connections on waka.org. Last year's report contained data from over 1,100 assisted living, residential care, and personal care facilities nationwide. The results will be published in January 2024. A food safety alert has been issued regarding a salmonella outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration have issued a food safety alert regarding a salmonella outbreak linked to fresh diced onions. The outbreak has resulted in 73 illnesses across 22 states and has been linked to Gill's Onions brand, fresh diced onion products. These products were previously distributed to long-term care facilities. For more information, view the recent member alert on akancal.org. You can find the direct link to the alert in this issue of LTC Connections online. There is a COVID-19 vaccination update. The approval of the new COVID-19 vaccines for 2023 and 2024 has triggered a change in the NHSN surveillance definition of up-to-date. As of September 25, 2023, individuals are considered up-to-date with their COVID-19 vaccines if they meet one of the following criteria. 1. If they received a 2023-2024 updated COVID-19 vaccine. 2. If they received a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine within the last 2 months. The bivalent vaccine contains a component that protects against the original strain of SARS-CoV-2 and another which protects against more recent variants. The CDC has also provided updated training for reporting to NHSN healthcare personnel and resident weekly LTCF COVID-19 vaccination modules to ensure they are reporting accordingly. For more information on this update, visit this issue of LTC Connections online. The 2024 AKKA NCAL Quality Awards are almost here. Remember, the intent to apply deadline for the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living 2024 Quality Awards is Tuesday, November 16th. WACA will be holding a two-part Quality Award Bronze Training Workshop on November 8th and 15th. This virtual workshop is your opportunity to complete the Bronze Award application from beginning to end, with coaching support along the way from our expert facilitators. Visit the education calendar on waka.org to register today. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Wednesday, November 8th, Part 1 of the AKKA NCAL Bronze Quality Award Workshop. Part 2 will be held on Wednesday, November 15th. This is a virtual workshop. Thursday, November 9th. The Unexpected Benefits of Client-Centered Care, Pain Reduction, Skin Integrity, and Reduced Falls. This is a WACA webinar with special reduced rate for members. Wednesday, November 29th. An opportunity for providers to connect virtually with RCS leadership to learn more about their strategies and to share issues and challenges providers face. Ask questions and get answers. Registration for this event is free, and sessions are available for both skilled nursing and assisted living providers. Tuesday, December 5th kicks off the Assisted Living Care Academy. This expansive four-part training is held entirely virtually. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the education calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.